Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 3, Comprehension Tape 1.
This unit is set in the ROC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers about members of your family. Daniel King, Wang Danian, is a foreign service officer recently assigned to Taipei. Suppose he's talking to a Miss Gao, who knows he's married and wants to ask if he has any children. Here are the plural pronouns, we, you, and they.
我们, 你们, 他们. 我们, 你们, 他们.
The plural pronouns are formed by adding the neutral tone syllable 们 to the singular pronouns. Here's the verb to have.
有, 有, 有.
Here's the word for child, or children.
孩子, 孩子, 孩子.
Like all Chinese nouns, 孩子 is neither singular nor plural. The noun phrase 美国人, for example, could refer to any number of Americans, from one up to the whole population. Here's Miss Gao's question. Do you have any children?
你们有孩子吗? 你们有孩子吗?
Yes, we have.
有,我们有。有,我们有。
Notice that the verb 有, to have, is one that can be repeated to say yes. Here's the exchange live.
你们有孩子吗?
有,我们有。
Again,
你们有孩子吗?
有,我们有。
Check your comprehension.
你们有孩子吗?
Do you have any children?
有,我们有。
Yes, we have. Now listen as the conversation continues, live.
你们孩子也在这里吗?
他们也在这里。
Notice that 你们 in 你们孩子, your children, is possessive, just like the word 你 in 你朋友, your friend. Here's the exchange again.
你们孩子也在这里吗?
他们也在这里。
Check your comprehension.
你们孩子也在这里吗?
Are your children here too?
他们也在这里。
They're here too. The verb to have, 有, doesn't use 不 to form the negative. Listen to the negative of the verb 有.
没有.
Notice that the basic low tone of 有, to have, becomes the neutral tone in 没有, not to have. In the following exchange, two people are talking about why Mr. Liu's English is so good. Does Mr. Liu have any American friends?
刘先生有美国朋友吗? 刘先生有美国朋友吗?
He doesn't have any American friends.
他没有美国朋友。他没有美国朋友。He
has English friends, or he has an English friend.
他有英国朋友。他有英国朋友。
Notice that 英国朋友 could refer either to an English friend or to English friends. Here's the exchange live.
刘先生有美国朋友吗?
他没有美国朋友,他有英国朋友.
Again.
刘先生有美国朋友吗?
他没有美国朋友,他有英国朋友.
In Chinese, when you say there is a certain number of something, you have to follow the number with a bound word that we'll call a counter. There are different counters for different classes of things. We use counters for some things in English. For instance, we say 3 head of cattle or 100 sheets of paper. In Chinese, counters are used in front of anything that is counted. The most general counter is ge. You've already heard the counter ge in phrases like 哪个饭店 ?Which hotel? The counter ge is also used for children. Five children, therefore, would be 五个孩子。Try translating the following number expressions.
三个孩子。
Three children.
六个饭店。
Six hotels.
四个朋友。
Four friends. Here's how you ask, how many children?
几个孩子。几个孩子。几个孩子。
The bound word 几 is followed by the counter 个 to make the question word 几个 how many. Notice that both numbers and questions about numbers are formed with counters. 三个 three. 几个 how many. Now that Miss Gao knows the kings have children, listen to her ask how many they have. How many children do you have?
你们有几个孩子？你们有几个孩子
？We have three children.
我们有三个孩子。我们有三个孩子。
Here it is live.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
Again.
你们有几个孩子？
我们有三个孩子。
The question word 几个 how many, is used when you expect the answer to be 10 or less. Let's continue the conversation. Here's the word for boy.
男孩子男孩子男孩子
Here's the word for girl.
女孩子女孩子女孩子
Notice that the syllable 女 has the vowel 女which we write with the letter U umlaut. Listen to the word girl again.
女孩子女孩子女孩子
In a phrase telling how many, the usual word for the number two is not used. Instead, there is a special form. 两 Listen to the phrase two people.
两个人两个人两个人
You might think of 两 as meaning a couple of, where a couple means exactly two, not several. Now listen to this exchange. How many boys and how many girls do you have?
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？
We have two boys and one girl.
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
Notice that Chinese doesn't need a word for and in these sentences. Here's the exchange live.
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
Notice that the basic high tone on the word for one, 一, changes to a rising tone before the counter ge, 一个。Again.
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
Check your comprehension.
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子
？How many boys and how many girls do you have?
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
We have two boys and one girl. Listen to the following live conversation.
马先生、马太太有孩子吗？
有，他们有。
他们有几个孩子？
他们有四个孩子。
几个男孩子？几个女孩子？
两个男孩子，两个女孩子。
Again.
马先生、马太太有孩子吗？
有，他们有。
他们有几个孩子？
他们有四个孩子。
几个男孩子？几个女孩子？
两个男孩子，两个女孩子。
Now Mr. King asks about the Lee family. Lai.
李先生、李太太有几个孩子？
他们有三个孩子。
Again.
李先生李太太有几个孩子？
他们有三个孩子。
The conversation continues. Listen. Are they boys or girls?
是男孩子，是女孩子？是男孩子，是女孩子？
They're all girls.
他们都是女孩子。他们都是女孩子。
In Chinese, you can make an or question, asking which of two possible alternatives is true, by simply putting them together in one sentence, with a pause between them. Listen to the or question again. Are they boys or girls?
是男孩子，是女孩子？
You'll learn other ways of making or questions in later modules. Here's the word for all, or all of.
都都都
Word for word, the sentence 他们都是女孩子 is They all are girls. Listen to the exchange again, live.
是男孩子，是女孩子？
他们都是女孩子。
Again.
是男孩子，是女孩子？
他们都是女孩子。
Check your comprehension.
是男孩子，是女孩子？
Are they boys or girls?
他们都是女孩子。
They're all girls. The conversation continues. How about Mr. and Mrs. Hu? How many children do they have?
胡先生，胡太太呢？他们有几个孩子？胡先生胡太太呢？他们有几个孩子？
They have two children.
他们有两个孩子。他们有两个孩子。
Are they boys or girls?
是男孩子，是女孩子？是男孩子，是女孩子？
They're both girls.
都是女孩子。都是女孩子。
In this exchange, the adverb though corresponds to the English word both rather than all. Here's the exchange live.
胡先生胡太太呢？他们有几个孩子？
他们有两个孩子。
是男孩子，是女孩子？
都是女孩子。
In the sentence, 都是女孩子, the pronoun 他们 has been dropped. This is the usual pattern.Listen to the exchange again.
胡先生胡太太呢？他们有几个孩子？
他们有两个孩子。
是男孩子，是女孩子？
都是女孩子。
Earlier, Mr. King said that all his children were in China. Now listen to what he might have said to describe a slightly different situation. Are your children all here?
你们孩子都在这里吗？你们孩子都在这里吗？
No, two are here, and one is still in America.
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Here's the adverb, still.
还，还，还。
Now listen to the exchange live.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里。一个还在美国。
Again,
你们孩子都在这里吗？
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
Check your comprehension.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
Are your children all here?
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
No.Two are here, and one is still in America. Suppose Miss Gao hadn't known whether Mr. King was married. It's sometimes considered rude in Chinese to ask someone directly whether he's married. Instead, Miss Gao could have found out indirectly by asking about who's in his family. Listen to the question Miss Gao would use. What people are there in your family?
你家里有什么人？你家里有什么人？
In this question, the word family would normally be taken to mean just those relatives living in the same household with you. Here's the expression for in your family.
你家里，你家里，你家里。
家里 itself can be broken down into two parts. 家, which you'll remember means home, and 里, which means in. Literally, the phrase 你家里 means in your home. In this question, it's extended to mean the people in your home, or your family. Now here's the word for there is, or there are.
有有有
That should sound familiar. In the sentence, 你有孩子吗? Do you have any children? We translated 有 as to have. But in the sentence, 你家里有什么人? There's no subject for to have. So the word 有 is translated with the expression there are, which doesn't need a subject. Phrase by phrase, the question is literally, in your family, there are what people? Now here's the question with Mr. King's answer. What people are there in your family?
你家里有什么人?你家里有什么人?
There's my wife and three children.
有我太太跟三个孩子。有我太太跟三个孩子。
The answer, there's my wife and three children, may sound a little too colloquial. You could also translate the answer just by listing the family members with no verb. Translating 有我太太跟三个孩子 as my wife and three children. Here's the word for and.
跟
As you've seen, Chinese often doesn't have a word for and where we would expect it. When the items being joined make a neat parallel pair, they are usually just put next to each other. But when the items are not parallel, Chinese does use a word for and. Here, for instance, the word for children has a number in front of it, while the word for wife follows a possessive pronoun. Here's the exchange again, live.
你家里有什么人？
有我太太跟三个孩子。
Again.
你家里有什么人？
有我太太跟三个孩子。
Check your comprehension.
你家里有什么人?
What people are there in your family?
有我太太跟三个孩子。
There's my wife and three children. Now listen as Mr. King asks about Miss Gao's family. What people are there in your family?
你家里有什么人?你家里有什么人?
Just my father and mother.
就有我父亲母亲。就有我父亲母亲。
Here's the word for just or only.
就。就。就。
Here's the word for father.
父亲。父亲。父亲。
And here's the word for mother.
母亲。母亲。母亲。
Here's the exchange live.
你家里有什么人?
就有我父亲母亲。
Again.
你家里有什么人?
就有我父亲母亲。
Check your comprehension.
你家里有什么人?
What people are there in your family?
就有我父亲母亲。
Just my father and mother. A married person with no children would answer the question, 你家里有什么人? Like this. There's just me and my wife.
就有我跟我太太。
There's just me and my husband.
就有我跟我先生。
Here's a live conversation for review.
你有孩子吗?
有,我有。
是男孩子,是女孩子?
都是男孩子,没有女孩子。
他们都在这里吗?
两个在这里,两个还在美国。
Again.
你有孩子吗?
有,我有。
是男孩子,是女孩子?
都是男孩子，没有女孩子。
他们都在这里吗？
两个在这里，两个还在美国。
See if you understood what was said.
你有孩子吗？
Do you have any children?
有，我有。
Yes, I have.
是男孩子，是女孩子？
Are they boys or girls?
都是男孩子，没有女孩子。
They're all boys. We don't have any girls.
他们都在这里吗？
Are they all here?
两个在这里，两个还在美国。
Two are here, and two are still in America. As a final review, let's make sure you can translate these random exchanges from the target list. Number one.
你们有几个男孩子，几个女孩子？
How many boys and how many girls do you have?
我们有两个男孩子，一个女孩子。
We have two boys and one girl. Number two.
你家里有什么人？
What people are there in your family?
就有我父亲、母亲。
Just my father and mother. Number three.
你们孩子都在这里吗？
Are your children all here?
不，两个在这里，一个还在美国。
No, two are here, and one is still in America. Number four.
胡先生、胡太太有几个孩子？
How many children do Mr. and Mrs. Hu have?
他们有两个孩子。
They have two children.
是男孩子，是女孩子？
Are they boys or girls?
都是女孩子。
They're both girls. Number five.
你们有孩子吗？
Do you have any children?
有，我们有。
Yes, we have. Number six.
刘先生没有美国朋友。
Mr. Liu doesn't have any American friends. Number seven.
你家里有什么人？
What people are there in your family?
有我太太跟三个孩子。
There's my wife and three children.If you're satisfied with your understanding of these sentences, go on to the P1 tape. If you're still having difficulties, listen to this tape again or check your reference notes.
This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module, Unit 3, Comprehension Tape 1.